Hey there, it's Tony here from the Dumb Leaders Podcast, and welcome to this week's episode, Dumb Leaders Don't Listen. Stay tuned. Hey there, it's Tony here, and welcome to episode 24 of the Dumb Leaders Podcast, Dumb Leaders Don't Listen. Is the title and the topic for today. And it's come about for many reasons. Now, I coach and mentor a number of executives, from frontline leaders to leaders within senior executive teams. And one of the biggest commonalities that I've found over my experience in coaching leaders and managers is constant frustration in communication. Now, unclear communication creates the bed for confusion, and confusion has a number of different ramifications. Poor performance. It leads to conflict, and it does that more times than we care to acknowledge. But most of us accept this as a normal cost of doing business. Poor communication that leads to poor execution, which leads to frustration, which leads to cultural impacts and conflict. And in the worst cases, kills companies. John Maxwell tells us that one of the biggest problems that we have with communication is the assumption that it's happened. We tell, we inform, we talk, we speak, we write, we email, we text. We have company intranets, we have collaboration tools, we use apps, we use technology, and we believe that we've communicated. We assume that we've communicated. But the message doesn't get through with clarity. And what that does, it affects the way we operate. Now, there's many reasons for this. You know, we all have our own personal biases. We all have our own perceptions and beliefs. We have our own agreements with our own reality. We have different personality styles. We all have preferred communication styles. We have learning styles. We've got all this understanding and knowledge of how to communicate better. But the problems that we face is that if communication isn't delivered in the way that we appreciate it or the way that we prefer, the chance that it's received is reduced. So there's a lot of knowledge around communication, but there's still just as much confusion and lack of clarity and leading to conflict and lack of execution and lack of performance. So why, with all this knowledge, aren't we communicating better? Why, with all this technology, aren't we communicating better? The reality for us is that if we were to explore all of these, it would take us so much more than the 10 minutes that we really want our podcast to be. So I want to focus in on one thing that we know that dumb leaders do. Dumb leaders don't listen. They infer, they assume, they jump the gun. They don't listen. Now, I recently posted on LinkedIn about a concept that I call listening posts. Leaders who create listening posts build better performance and better engagement within their teams. They create these opportunities to listen to their teams and their people. They take that opportunity to listen. They create the opportunities for the team to share their views and their thoughts. Now, can you imagine how you would feel if you'd been invited to a listening post? How cool would that be? And it really does set the tone for what should happen. The name listening post builds the expectation that someone's going to listen. But there's still a challenge in that, because the leader needs to honor the term. They have to refrain from getting defensive. They have to refrain from justifying. They have to refrain from adding opinion and comment. They should just have questions. And then they should just listen. It's what we see often in meetings. A leader will come to a meeting and talk about a problem, talk about what they think we should do with it, and then open the floor for discussion. And by that stage, everyone else is just following the leader's trail. They're just going to work on that particular idea. And it doesn't open up the opportunity for other people's ideas. So that's why listening posts are so good. We go armed with a list of questions and we listen and we allow that conversation to happen from our team. But what's really hard about listening? Because everyone I talk to says they're a great listener. But often we confuse listening with hearing. Often we hear, but we don't really listen. We listen only for an opportunity to speak. We listen only for a chance to respond. We get sidetracked. Our mind wanders. We're listening. We're trying to listen while we're typing away on a computer or while doing other things. But all of these things detract from you as the leader. And all of those things detract from listening. Now, if you want to be better, focus on listening. Use questions to clarify. Use questions to confirm. Show that you're listening. Make eye contact. Use the right body language to indicate that you're listening. If your mind wanders, correct it. The reality is your mind will wander. It does that. It's used to that. That's the world we live in. We're surrounded by distractions. But if you find yourself wandering, bring it back. Our minds aren't used to being still. Our minds aren't used to being focused. Our minds aren't used to concentration. But there's a prize when we do that. There's an absolute prize. We create a better team, we create better engagement, and we create better performance. On a last note, I just want to share a note that we received during the week from Jonty. Now, Jonty, after our last show, shared with us a tour, and Jonty's in retail. Thanks to all those retail managers that are listening. It's awesome that you're tuning into the Dumb Leaders podcast. But he described a tour from the GM of his company to his particular branch. And the GM walked in, and the GM's a male. And the GM walked in, and he just made the whole place feel miserable. He would ask questions and then interrupt the answer. He'd point something else out and start walking away. He'd interrupt again. He'd walk ahead. He'd go back. He tuned out. He tuned in. And in the words of Jonty, it was the worst visit he had ever endured. It was horrible. And he said, Tony, it made me feel that I was about 2 foot small, 2 foot tall. It just made me feel small. And that's the actions of a dumb leader. A dumb leader makes their team feel smaller than what they are. A great leader enlarges them and empowers them to what they can be. Jonty finished the note with a comment that said, funnily enough, the GM no longer visits stores and he just remains aloof from the whole team. So whether that's, you know, an introverted personality, but as a leader, you have a responsibility to set the tone, set the culture for the team, and this dude just doesn't do it. But that's one of the reasons why we do what we do here at the Dumb Leaders podcast and over at the Dumb Leaders Handbook, dumbleaders.com. Check it out. Dumb leaders need to change. A leader needs to walk the talk. And in this episode, we gave an example of leaders need to listen. Listening empowers your team. And in the note from Jonty, he demonstrates a leader who not only didn't listen, but used power and tactics to keep the people feeling small. And quite honestly, you deserve better leadership than that. Now, together we can do it. And we can do this with your help. So if you found value today, please share with others. Especially those people that you know need what we've talked about today. Dumb leaders don't listen. We want to help you be a better leader by learning the lessons from lousy leaders, by learning lessons from bad bosses, and from dissecting the lessons from the dumb. And this is a show that we want you to be better. We want you to be a better leader. And that's what this show is all about. But today I just want to send out a challenge. You know, I want to send out a challenge. I dare you to share this podcast with a dumb leader. Until next week, this is Tony signing off from the Dumb Leaders Podcast. Any feedback, please send it through at dumbleaders.com. Visit the contact page. Share your dumb leader story with us. We're really keen to get some more. We're going to be sharing some stats soon. Who are the dumber leaders? Is it males or is it females? The results may indeed surprise you. Until next week, it's Tony signing off from the Dumb Leaders Podcast. Have a great week.